February 19th, 2023. Halfcast 410, episode 410. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we? Texas third grader finds gun superintendent left in school bathroom. Police open investigation. I would have liked to have said one step forward, three steps back, but that would indicate that we've been making progress with this whole gun school mess. Definitely a check for the lost column. A third grader at Rising Star Elementary School found a gun left by the school superintendent in a restroom stall last month, and now a police investigation is underway per Texas news station KTAB-TV. What are they really going to investigate? If the gun was planted there like the restaurant scene from The Godfather? This was a very messy mistake, and fortunately that kid was smart enough to have not made it a costly one. He could have took the gun and just wanted to show his friends or something. Boom, now there's an accident. The incident happened in a small town of Rising Star, Texas. The school superintendent, Robbie Stuteville, who openly carries a firearm at the school along with the principal, told the news station that he had taken off the gun while using the restroom and put it on the stall. How childish do you have to be to still need to take everything off just to use the bathroom? He said he had forgotten his gun and left the stall for about 15 minutes before the student found it. He knew he felt a few pounds lighter. He just didn't know it was because his gun was missing. The student didn't touch the gun and instead went to notify a teacher of the weapon, according to the news station Smart Kid. All I can see is him walking the halls for the rest of the school year with people asking him, "Don't forget your gun, Robbie. You got your gun?" Don't forget your gun, Robbie. There was never a danger other than the obvious, which is the worst danger. You left your gat in the bathroom in an elementary school, Stuteville told KTAB-TV, adding that he was proud of the student for how he handled the situation. This is one of those examples of guns in schools. Regardless of who takes responsibility, they are a considerable danger, and one should school their child to be on the lookout for any unusual placement of a weapon or anything else, Stuteville said. Did anyone else see how he just generalized the whole situation and took absolutely no direct responsibility for what he did? You can't make this up. Not even a pizza party for the kid. Rising Star Police Chief Don Braley confirmed to the news station that an investigation into the incident is underway after their office was notified Wednesday. After receiving a call about the incident, People was unable to reach the Rising Star Police Department for comment. As for Stuteville, he said he is no longer bringing the weapon to the school. The smartest thing he's done thus far. Rising Star school board meetings to discuss the incident are ongoing, per the station. Put that kid's name on your office door for a whole week because he just saved your job. Then what's hilarious is he's going to tell everybody he's leaving his gun home, like he changed his own line of thinking and nothing else. According to Texas law, per the Texas State Library, firearms are prohibited from school grounds regardless if the school is private or public, unless the school has expressly given written authorization for the person to be allowed to bring a firearm. In my opinion, for someone that's a superintendent, or for someone that's a principal that's in charge of so many children, that's in charge of the safety of so many children, I don't mind if he has a gun locked away in his office or a gun locked away in his desk. He just did something incredibly irresponsible. I want to hear your comments. What do you think? Do you think he should lose his job? Or do you think it's a situation where there's no harm, no foul? Next up, Alaska woman pleads guilty to killing best friend after man catfished her and offered to pay $9 million. You want to know what's absolutely insane about this? Is that it's not a case where something sounded too good to be true. There's nothing about a complete total stranger that's enticing someone to commit murder for money. That sounds too good to be true. But if you can't see this with your own two eyes, maybe you need someone in your corner, someone that you can trust to spin you and turn you in the right direction. You know, like a best friend. An Alaska woman pleaded guilty to killing her best friend after a man she met online said he would pay her $9 million if she sent him photos and videos of her committing murder. Denali Bremer, 22, pleaded guilty Wednesday to first-degree murder in the June 2019 death of Cynthia Hoffman, the Alaska Department of Law said. The person that told her to do it didn't even expect her to do it. Her dumbass took the bait. Stupid. You want to talk about true friendship? You want to talk about true loyalty? In a role reversal, her friend would have never even entertained that thought. Hoffman, 19, died from a gunshot wound to the back of the head. Her body was dumped in the Eklutna River, about 27 miles northeast of Anchorage, court documents state. The Anchorage District Attorney's Office previously said that Bremer, who was 18 at the time of the crime, which is years beyond the age of knowing that this was wrong, started planning the murder after a man she met online told her that he would give her money in exchange for evidence of her killing someone. There's no way this guy wasn't running this line time after time, person after person, again and again, until he ran into old Gullible over here, had her at hello. Bremer knew the man as Tyler and had begun a relationship. A relationship, really? But authorities said he had catfished her and created a fake persona as a millionaire from Kansas. His real name is Darren Schillmiller from Indiana, authorities said. She thought she was the lucky one. She thought she hit it big. Millionaire from Kansas. All she gotta do is commit murder and seal the deal. She's set for life. And it turns out it was a guy in an Indiana trailer park with Cheeto dust around his mouth and spotty Wi-Fi. It's horrible. Court documents state that Bremer and Schillmiller started planning several crimes in exchange for money, including the rape and murder of someone in Alaska. Mind you, the conversation said Alaska only, not Indiana, because when he gets offline with her, he's going into real life to his job at Arby's. Not going to mess that up. Bremer chose Hoffman as the victim and recruited four friends. Four friends? Who is not noticing that this is a fool with an idiot's plan? Caden McIntosh, Caleb Leyland, and two other unnamed juveniles to help her. According to authorities, Bremer told them they would get substantial shares of money for helping her kill Hoffman. I don't understand how anyone would fall in line behind this girl and let her march them off the cliff like lemmings. I don't get it. Authorities said that Bremer and two of the teens tricked Hoffman into coming to Thunderbird Falls under the guise of a hiking trip. That's her best friend. She wouldn't expect this in a million years. They bound her hands, feet, and mouth with duct tape, shot her in the back of the head. This is messed up. And dumped her body in the river, court documents state. As the crime was being committed, Bremer sent photos and videos to Schillmiller, authorities said. After killing Hoffman, the group destroyed some of her personal belongings and texted her parents that they had dropped her off at a park. Police said there was no evidence Hoffman was sexually assaulted. What's especially heartbreaking about this is Bremer had Hoffman by a couple years, maybe 2-3 years. So you can see Hoffman looking at her as a big sister type. Nothing's going to happen to me while big sister's around. And she ended up leading this girl to her death. Alaska Department of Law said Wednesday that Bremer admitted the facts contained in a complaint initially filed in the case. The Anchorage Police Department, FBI, and other agencies assisted in investigating Hoffman's death. Bremer was arrested in 2019 and indicted on first-degree murder, first-degree conspiracy to commit murder, first-degree solicitation of murder, tampering with physical evidence, and two charges of second-degree murder. Alaska doesn't have the death penalty. It's never had the death penalty since it's become a part of the United States. But if it did, she would be a strong candidate for it. Following her plea of guilty to first-degree murder, the other charges were dismissed. The Alaska Department of Law said she is scheduled to be sentenced in August and faces 30 to 99 years. I hope she does all 99 years to the day in prison. Her attorney did not immediately return a request for comment on Saturday. Shill Miller was arrested and indicted on 5 murder counts, online court records show. Out of all 99 years, and I hope she does every second of it, how many letters do you think she's going to get from her homeboy, Shill Miller? McIntosh and Leyland were indicted on 4 murder counts, according to court records. McIntosh was also indicted on tampering with evidence. All 3 have pleaded not guilty and are awaiting trial. Their attorneys could not immediately be reached. The system should not show them any leniency. The system should not spare them at all, because each and every one of them had a chance to stop this from happening, and none of them did anything. Hoffman's family previously said that they believed she was targeted because she had a learning disability that put her at a younger developmental age than her 19 years, according to the Anchorage Daily News. Fun show, fun show, fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios.